very pleasant Sunday morning to you, and welcome once again to Talk of the Town. Heard each and every Sunday morning on 92.3 WIL, 101 ESPN, and 106.5 The Arch. I'm your host, Rick Wallace. Talk of the Town is a public service program. It's produced by Hubbard Radio St. Louis, and our mission is to provide you, the listener, with new information, give you a new understanding of how many great organizations, great people that we have here in St. Louis that work hard to make things easier for others. Our intent is to be topical and timely, to entertain and to inform. And this morning we are going to inform you about an organization called Step It Up. And Step It Up helps underprivileged families in St. Louis and in the Metro East. They do that by providing free shoes and socks to needy children. And joining us this morning from Step It Up is Darren Boggs. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing?
I can't complain. Glad you're here this morning. Step It Up has been around since 2005.
That's correct.
I'm looking on your website here. I see founded in 2005 by Beth Boggs. Same last name as Darren Boggs. Do you know this Beth Boggs?
I do know Beth Boggs. She is my wife. I just like to call her the boss, but... we actually run a law firm in Clayton called Boggs, Evelino, Lock, and Boggs, but she is the managing partner of that law firm, and she is the one, kind of the major person that really got the ball rolling on this charity.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting idea, and I certainly understand it because, shoes are such an important thing to kids, there's obviously the basic need for shoes, but it's almost, it says a lot about a kid what kind of shoes he's wearing, you know, if he's got a good pair of shoes. So I can see where the idea came from.
Yeah, and I can tell you that just when we'll get into it a little bit more about exactly kind of how we and where we distribute the shoes, but when we go to do a shoe distribution, we'll see kids with shoes that are, you know, way too big for them or too small for them.
Right.
I've seen the kids with wearing the left shoe on the right foot and the right shoe on the left foot to make it like they're too big, so that makes it so like they're smaller. Mm-hmm. So they can wear. I mean, so it's just you see really really bad situations as far as kids not having the proper fitting shoes to wear to school and and around. So
well, now is there a story to how Beth came up with the idea, how she decided to go in this direction?
Yeah, there is a little story. My wife and I were at a shoe carnival store in the St. Louis area about 7-8 years ago, and we found a pair of shoes and we're going to check out, and in the checkout lane ahead of us is this young Bosnian family, a husband and wife, and they had about 5 kids, and so they were trying to get a pair of shoes for all their kids. They go through the checkout and the cashier adds it up and tells them how much it is, and they're like, turns out they can't afford all these particular pairs of shoes. So then they're thinking, trying to decide who's not going to get a new pair of shoes for their kids.
That's
so we're going to have to put a pair or two back, and we're watching this and we're like, hey, that's not right.
Yeah.
Look, just put all those shoes on our tab. We're going to pick up the tab for them. We're going to pay for all their shoes, just the whole thing. Just put it on our ticket and we're going to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you couldn't believe the response for these people. I mean, obviously we didn't know them. They didn't know us. Yeah. They're like, why? What are you doing? And we're like, hey, don't worry about it. We obviously, we see the need here and, we can take care of it. So we're going to take care of it for you. So obviously we felt like, hey, there's obviously a need out there. I'm sure these aren't the only people that are struggling to afford to pay shoes for all their children. And so it kind of got started from that.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, tell us exactly how the charity works, because I know you're kind of tied in primarily with the is it the YMCA and their Head Start program?
It's actually the YWCA through their Head Start centers, and there's actually 12 of those coincidentally in the St. Louis area. So we actually do a shoe distribution at one of those per month. And so it turns out that throughout the course of the year, we'll hit each one. And then, of course, 12 months later, it's time for another one. And, of course, the kids are obviously usually in need of another pair of shoes right. by that time anyway. So that works out good. But yeah, like you say, what we do is that's our main way of distributing the shoes. So what we'll do is and there may be anywhere from 60 to 150 kids at these particular centers. And we'll just send an email out to – we've got a list of volunteers, people that that we know throughout the community that will want to help out once in a while. So we just send out an email saying, hey, this is when our next shoe distribution is. This is where it is, what time it is. We show up with a – I've got an old van that I use to bring box loads of shoes. And, of course, we'll bring a lot of extra ones because we never know exactly what the – what the sizes are going to be. Mm-hmm. But then the volunteers will show up and help us to actually fit the kids with the shoes. So we make sure that they get a good pair of shoes that actually fit them. We'll give them a new free pair of socks. We'll give them, bring a little candy. We'll give them a few pieces of candy, maybe a little toy of some sort.
Nice. Is there an age specific here?
It's usually basically more or less the ages like 3 to 5 is kind of the – and some of the centers will have a few infants, a little bit younger. Some of them will have a few kids a little bit older. But kind of the main age group would be 3 to 5, which turns out to be shoe sizes. I've got kids' sizes like 8 to – 13 and a half is kind of the main core group of shoe sizes that we stock and gotcha. Look for.
Gotcha. So how did you determine that was the age group you wanted to work with, I should say?
Yeah, I guess, that's a good question, and I'd probably have to defer to my wife on that one, but and I can't remember how she got started in with the YWCA Head Start Centers, but she must have known somebody there that maybe had approached her, and that was the – but I think it was basically like kindergarten age was kind of the age that we thought, look, we're going to start them out. These kids need to – they're starting their school year, grades out. That's going to be a good time to get them – make sure they get good shoes on their feet and maybe try to go from there. And that turned out to be kind of where our focus ended up being.
So what are we talking about, Darren, like on these monthly shoes distributions, how many pair would you say you give away on average?
Yeah, like I say, on the average, I'd say about 100 pairs of shoes probably be an average amount. And again, it would be, so then 100 pairs of socks and, like I said, we'll bring some candy and a couple little toys to give them away. We've had some business clients of ours that have donated like T-shirts and sweatshirts. So sometimes we'll actually have some other little thing to give them besides just mm-hmm. the shoes and socks. But that's our main thing. Obviously, let me throw in a couple other little. You mentioned the YWCA Head Start Centers. We also donate shoes to the Special School District. There's also an organization called Eastside Heart and Home over in East St. Louis. It's through the Catholic Charities over there that we donate shoes to. And then also there's an organization called the St. Louis Society, which deals with physically disabled kids. And they have a annual summer sports camp every year for a one-week-long summer sports camp. And we always show up one day for that and give all those kids new shoes too.
Terrific. Darren Boggs is our guest this morning. He is with an organization called Step It Up, and they do have a website, which is SIU for Step It Up.
It's, exactly.
SIUSTL.com. SIUSTL.com. And, I can imagine how rewarding it is, Darren, for you and your wife and your volunteers when you have these distributions, because as I mentioned already, the importance of shoes with kids, I'm not sure why it is, but you know, little kids just are enamored with shoes. You know, I remember my kids when they were little, they were, you know, that was a big focal point of their when they would get dressed. And I do some work at church with 3 and 4 year olds, and they're always pointing out their shoes, and you know, it's a big deal. So I bet you it's very rewarding to see the looks on the kids' faces when they get their new shoes.
It is very rewarding, and also that makes me think of the type of shoes that these little kids like.
Mm-hmm.
Are the character type shoes, the, you know, the Spider-Man shoes,
right,
the
yeah.
Batman or the Iron Man, all that.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular age group, they're very fond of the character type shoes, or also there's shoes that'll light up when you know.
All right.
Along, so,
you know, yeah.
If they light up, that's another key. They love those. But the character shoes or shoes that light up, they definitely prefer those over the basic shoes that we know of when we were kids.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I got a new pair of Keds, I think, every summer, and then a new pair of Hush Puppies every fall.
Yeah, or is the Converse, basic Converse.
Yeah, the Chuck Taylor All-Stars.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
When I got older, yeah, I got into the Chuck Taylor All-Stars, absolutely. So where do the shoes come from?
Well, people will donate them to us. That's how it works. The people or businesses, companies will donate the shoes to us, or they'll donate money. We'll get money from different fundraisers, and then usually my wife and myself are the ones that will generally go out and purchase the shoes. We're just looking for sales everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
Payless shoe store is a good one that we get a lot of shoes from.
So you're pretty much dependent solely on donations?
Yeah, donations. For example, there'll be a business or a company that'll do little shoe drives here and there. Like, for example, they'll say to their employees, okay, you know, if you want this Friday to be a casual dress day, you have to bring in a pair of shoes, and you'll be able to, you know, dress casually that day.
So, good idea.
You know, they'll raise some donations that way, and then just call us up and say, hey, we got a big box of shoes for you. And we'll either make arrangements to go get them, or they'll drop them off to our office in Clayton. That's where we store all the shoes. We actually have one of our offices that's just totally dedicated to like a mini shoe warehouse. We put bookshelves and put all kinds of shelving units in there. It's just like a little miniature shoe store in one of our offices.
This is at your law office?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In Clayton there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. So, if we got somebody listening this morning that's digging what you guys are doing, and they would like to help somehow, they could maybe where they work do something like that.
Exactly. Yep. That would be great.
So they can contact you on the website.
Exactly. That's the number one easiest best thing to do is go to siustl.com, and there'll be information there on who to contact. You know, either via email or a phone number, everything like that'll be there.
And that they not necessarily just shoes. I mean, they could just donate money, and then you guys go out and buy the
shoes. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly correct. And along that line, we have our one major biggest fundraiser throughout the year is we have a charity golf tournament. Like everybody is familiar with these type of things. Well, you know, the basic
right.
4-person scramble type mm-hmm. of golf tournament. Now, it's usually like towards the end of June, so we've already missed that for this year. But obviously,
how did it go?
Well, it went very well, very well. Yes, it was very well attended. We had raised a lot of money. We do like hole sponsorships. So mm-hmm. companies, another way to get involved is it's like $100 for a hole sponsorship. You know, get your name and company name, whatever you want on a little sign that's on the tee box.
Right.
We had companies that'll donate. We have a big raffle in conjunction with the golf tournament. So, we sell raffle tickets throughout the day there. And, the biggest thing for that we'll do is we'll get like a box or a dozen of golf balls, and then we'll get all kinds of donations for like gift cards, different restaurants, golf courses, et cetera. So put a different gift card in each one of these box dozen golf balls. So the most of those prizes people win, not only will they win the box of golf balls, but they'll get a nice gift certificate. Mm-hmm. So make a lot of money throughout the day with the use of the raffle there as well.
So have you done this every year, Darren? This golf tournament? Or
yeah. No, I think actually this was the fifth annual one this last year. So, you know, the first couple of years we didn't do the golf tournament, but
planning it for
turned
next
out.
Year?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And golf tournament this year was held at the Orchards Golf Club in Belleville, Illinois. It's a very, very nice golf course there. That's our biggest fundraiser. But, you know, we may have something come up now and again, and I'll give you an example. I got a little story I can tell you about an event that we had earlier this year, which was a Super Bowl party we had at J.J. Twiggs Pizza and Pub. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It was a really good pizza place in Valley Park.
Right, yeah.
And so what we like to do there is, we would provide the food and drink and have people, whoever showed up, would bring shoes to donate, you know, 5-10 pairs, whatever, a lot of pairs of shoes, and we could get, you know, a big donation thing like that. Mm-hmm. And we also like to, when we have a party like that, we like to get maybe like a local celebrity to come and, you know, basically
sports guy,
make it more interesting
maybe.
For people to come and, you know, maybe get an autograph or their picture taken with this particular sports celebrity. So we actually had Danny Amendola of the St. Louis Rams, wide receiver, you know, lined up for this particular event this year. Well, what happened then was about a week before the event, it turns out that the Rams decided that they needed Danny Amendola for some other event. Mm. Okay. So now we're struggling last minute. What are we going to do? We want to get somebody to take his place. So what happened was, my wife and I were traveling to Florida for a deposition, something, you know, work related, just a day type turn around, come back deal. Yeah. So we get on a plane, and the first leg of the journey, you know, first stop, it's not a direct flight, is from St. Louis to Nashville, Tennessee. So we get on the plane, and who gets on the plane and sits right in front of us but Jeff Fisher, new head
Rams coach
of the St. Louis Rams. Yeah. And he had just been named the head coach
a
week or two prior. So, of course, he's very busy trying to assemble his staff. And, of course, he's got a million things to do, you know.
Yeah.
Well, so, of course, my wife says to me, hey, you need to talk to this guy about getting us another player for this event. You know, we had Danny Amendola lined up, and now they, you know, decided they need him somewhere else, and now we're struggling for, we need somebody to replace him. You need to talk to this guy.
Yeah, he's, you know, okay. he's only been on the job a week, but, you know.
So I'm, you know, maybe a little more laid back than my wife and stuff, so, you know, I'm like, you know, I don't want to bother this guy. He's, you know, he's got a couple people with him, and, you know, he's talking to them. I'm sure he's got important business to talk to them.
Yeah.
So, you know, and of course he, you know, has a little headset on. He's going to listen to some music or something during the flight. So I'm thinking, you know, well, maybe, you know, as we're getting off the plane, you know, we're kind of just, you know, there's a little dead time there. We're walking through the aisle to get off the plane. Yeah. Maybe I can kind of approach him there,
talk
like that.
To him, man.
Well, of course, so I flight goes, I never say anything to him. Now it's time to get off the plane. His phone rings. Now he starts talking on the phone. So now I don't want to bother the guy
who's
on
an important
phone call.
Yeah.
So now, you know, it looks like, you know, we're walking off the plane. It looks like I'm going to lose my chance to talk to Jeff Fisher and all this stuff. My wife, of course, is getting mad at me. Why haven't you talked to him? What are you going to do? I'm like, hey, you know, what are you going to do? I don't want to bother the guys on the phone, et cetera. She's like, I'll tell you what we're going to do. When he gets off the plane, he's going to go to the men's room. He's going to go to the restroom. I guarantee it. That's the first thing he's going to do. I'm going to wait outside that men's room, and I'm going to talk to him as soon as he gets out of that men's room.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know, whatever. I don't know. You know, we didn't even see him go in the men's room. He kind of got away from us, so we're walking through the airport.
Yeah.
Well, of course, she's right. He comes out of the men's room. She immediately approaches him, tells him the story. He couldn't be nicer. He says, you got a business card, give me one of your business cards. I'm going to, you know, call somebody in the front office tomorrow. You know, we're going to get you another player to show up for your charity event.
Cool.
You know? And, you know, okay, great. You know, here's a card. Sorry to bother you. You know, everything. We walk away. Immediately, of course, we're thinking, that's never going to happen.
We won't hear from him.
He's going to use that business card for a piece of toilet paper. You know, we're never going to hear from the Rams. No, sure enough, the next day we get a call from somebody in the front office telling us, and we heard from Jeff Fisher. He says, you need somebody, you know, blah, blah, blah. Turns out we get it all worked out. Not only did they give us one player, we end up getting two players. We got fullback Britt Miller and tight end Mike Hoa-Manawanui.
Illini Mike,
Big Mike. And they came. They couldn't have been nicer for the event. You know, totally, you know, willing to do whatever, you know, sign autographs, get their pictures taken with the people. You know, very engaging. So that worked out great.
Very cool.
Couldn't have worked out better. So I want to thank, you know, again, belatedly, thank the St. Louis Rams, Jeff Fisher for,
yeah,
and of course, Britt Miller and Mike Hoa-Manawanui. Very, very nice guys.
Well, you know, Coach Fisher, that speaks very well of him. He's just on the job a week or so, and I'm sure he's got 6 million things on his mind, so he made sure it got taken care of. That's cool.
Exactly.
Cool.
So if we weren't Jeff Fisher fans or St. Louis Rams fans, then we are now.
There you go. Step It Up is the name of the organization. Darren Boggs joins us this morning. They are a group that provides free shoes and socks to needy children, and donations of shoes are appreciated. What kind of shoes are we talking about, Darren? Is it just athletic kind of
exactly,
shoes?
Exactly, yeah. The athletic type shoes is what we like to donate to these kids. So, you know, we feel like those are the most best thing that they can use the most often.
Absolutely.
You know, wear to school, whatever activities that they have, they can pretty much wear them anywhere. So, as opposed to just getting them some like little pair of dress shoes, which would only be, you know, applicable certain days of the week or whatever.
Right.
So that's what we definitely like to stick with there.
SIUSTL.com. That is the website. SIU is for Step It Up. So it's SIUSTL.com. Information there on how you can help these guys with their desire to put shoes and socks on kids that really need them around the St. Louis area, St. Louis and Metro East area. And donations can also be made. I think there's a little button on there that you can click that says donation.
Yeah, and of course it is a 501c3 charity, so you know every donations are tax deductible, so it's all good. Like
yeah.
That.
So is it basically Darren, you and your wife that run this?
I mean, we're the main ones. We have a gal in our office by the name of Tracy Daly that you'll see on the website. She's her title is charities coordinator at our law firm. So she obviously spends a lot of time coordinating and organizing the different events. For example, a golf tournament and so forth. I'll give another little shout out to another person in our office by the name of Joe Leach. He is the office manager, and he helps us out a lot. Does a lot of the legwork, running around. Maybe if we have to buy some shoes or whatever, helps us with loading, unloading all the shoes for the shoe distributions and so forth. So those are the people in our office besides my wife and myself that are most involved.
So you're pretty dependent on volunteer help when you do your distributions of the
we
shoes.
We are. That is correct. So we'll have, you know, certain regulars, so to speak, that'll show up for just about anything. But then, you know, like I said, we'll send an email out to a lot of different people, and so some people, you know, that just out of the blue will show up here and there. Different companies or businesses will decide to send a handful of people to an event and help us out like that. So yeah, but I mean, you know, if we get anywhere from, you know, 5, 6, 7 to, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12 people show up for one of our shoe distributions, that'll be enough, and that'll be good. That's really kind of what we're looking for.
Yeah. So. Well, that's great. That'd be a great way to help out once a month or once every other month or however often you can do it, and you can find out when these distributions are coming up. They're basically one a month, right, Darren?
Yeah, and they're usually on Tuesdays. I don't know if it's like the first or second Tuesday of the month. I can't say for sure that's always going to be the case. But, yeah, definitely the best thing to do is just to get on our website maybe once a month and just kind of see what's going on. Like I said, definitely have the shoe details on the shoe distributions, but also like if we decide to have an event like the Super Bowl party or whatever it is in the meantime between now and the next big golf tournament that we have, something you might want to check out.
Yeah, check the website. I know I'm looking at the website here, September 25th. Shoe distribution at the Pine Lawn Head Start Center.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
October 9th, the West Florissant Head Start Center. Mm-hmm. November 13th, Jennings Head Start Center. December 11th, the North County Head Start Center. So about once a month.
Exactly.
And like you mentioned, it's kind of cool the way it works out, Darren, because you're kind of in a cycle. Then you go back and you hit the list again starting in January. And you know, kids, you know, most definitely after a year are in need of new shoes.
All right. You said something there that struck me. I have to tell you another little story real quick.
Okay.
Because you mentioned one that would be coming up in December.
Uh-huh.
I remember one time, it was a year or two back, where we had one in December. So, of course, we're giving out the shoes to all the kids. And I don't know if it was a teacher or a parent that was there. They basically, you know, usually we'll let them wear the new shoes out, you know, with them, and then we'll just bag up the old ones and let them take them home. But this particular one, they were adamant about not letting us, letting them wear the shoes out. They wanted to, you know, box them back up, and then they were going to give them to the kids as Christmas presents, basically, is what they wanted, or maybe the parents, so they would have something to give to the kids for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife would not hear any of that. She was like, no, I want these kids to get these shoes now when they need them. We will come back and give Christmas presents to all these kids, little toys and stuff. So that's what we did. We ended up back, you know, the next week and getting a bunch of, you know, from all our friends donating little, you know, toys and so forth. So we came back and all the kids actually got a real present. And so they didn't have to use the shoes that we're trying to give away as their Christmas presents. So.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very
so that
cool.
Worked out.
You know, and I don't know if we mentioned, Darren, when we were talking about the kinds of shoes that folks want to donate to Step It Up, shoe sizes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I would say, I mean, it varies, but kind of the core main ones that we need are, I would say, kid sizes 8 to 13 and a half are really... I used to say kind of 9 to 3, but it seems like really 8 to 13 and a half and kid sizes are really the main ones that we seem to run out of the quickest. So, and again, just the basic tennis shoes or especially like the character type shoes. They love those. Like I said, Spider-Man, Batman, so forth, those type of, or anything that lights up. They love the light up shoes. But yeah, those are basically the sizes that we're really looking for. And people can donate new socks as well. They, you know, if you go to Kmart, Walmart, Payless, they'll have socks in these little bundles. You know, you can get like 6 or 10 pares of socks for, you know, $5 or whatever it is. And so if you look on those bundles and they'll have the sizes on them, get the ones that say kids sizes 9 to 3. If you want to do that, that's always helpful because we also also donate the socks too.
Great. Great. Well, Step It Up, again, the website is siustl.com. You can find out information about there. And I see on the website here, Darren, that, you know, you mentioned Tracy Daly, who kind of organizes the volunteers. If you're interested in volunteering, is there a phone number where they can reach Tracy to? Or?
Sure. The phone number is area code 314-726-2310. That'll get you to Tracy.
All right, very good. Yeah, you talk to her about maybe helping out, volunteering, making a donation, and volunteering. Basically, you know, you come to the distribution, you help the kids get fitted for the right size shoe.
That's it. Could be just a couple hours. Doesn't take all day. So you know, maybe kind of a half day type thing. But and of course, you can come and go as you like if you have to. You know, leave to get back to work or whatever.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah. Well, Darren, thanks so much, man. I'm glad you came in this morning, and congratulations to you and your wife, Beth, for getting this organization going, keeping it going, and doing a really nice things for kids that need some help.
I really appreciate the opportunity to come on to your show, Rick. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Darren Boggs from Step It Up Incorporated. They are here in the St. Louis area. Again, siustl.com or the phone number 314-726-2310. That's it. We're out of time. Thanks for listening to Talk of the Town. We will be back again next Sunday morning at 5:30 on 92.3 WIL, 101 ESPN, and 106.5 The Arch. Talk of the Town is a public service of Hubbard Radio St. Louis. I'm Rick Wallace. Thanks for listening.